I think it said 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or something on one side, and then it said 6, 7, 8, 9 on the other side. It sort of doubled up, something like that. So she crossed them all out and changed them.
Well, she's a brat.
Why? There were 2 6s and 2 9s and 2 8s and what have you.
Well, some cash count is chuffing 10.
She didn't do well. Somebody else did. She just picked boxes up and delivered them.
Well, can't they count to 10?
I don't know.
They're just really lucky, the words. We have half an hour in the morning, half an hour at night. That's an hour.
Yeah. I've got Maggie to finish filling another one up today. Just talking about Alton Norton.
I know, but she starts talking, she never really stops.
No, when Maggie's talking, if she knows it's on, she always tells me when to stop it. Depends what she wants to say. Same as you, only time when you know it's on, you've got to call everybody names and everything because you don't know what to say. You just can't think of forgetting it's there.
I know, well that's your fault. If you'd have just switched on when I come in, it'd have been totally different. I know,
but we've got telly on and everything, haven't we?
So, they get background noise. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I always turn telly off.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it can pick voices up with telly on.
You should pick it all up if it's a good enough mic.
Well,
they've been playing bloody computer games at work, the chuffs.
What, them little handheld ones?
No, on computer.
In office?
No, in... turbine we're building 3 big ones, right?
What, for a girl?
Yeah, we're going to France. Well, one's going to set off, start moving it Thursday. We've got most of it off. But they've got a computer up in number 2, and I went in tonight. They're playing Chuffing Grand Prix. I said, Chuffing, man, I only stopped till 10 o'clock. You were on about. I said, I thought you were flogging on. I says, yes, skiving sons.
I thought you could only do 2 hours.
Oh, that's the impression I've been under. What you got on the phone, you can do what you bloody want. I do 2 hours.
Yeah, I know you do.
For the simple reason.
You've got a long way to travel.
Yes. If I had half an hour to travel, I'd do 2 and a half hours. Gosh, why don't I talk to Gavin?
Where is he, this new one you're working to?
No. It's for me.
Ah.
But why don't I ask for a permanent position? That's just because I don't know.
Why, have you already been told?
Well,
I know you've been told of different people, different things.
I will have a word with them in a month. See if he says, if there's any chance of that.
Yeah, well, I posted that one today for you.
Yeah, well.
But you got ashtray quick, haven't even got the zip open.
Well, I was just going to say, it's your crash.
I've got 3.
So what did she say when you told her? You ought to have told her we'd bought one.
Bought one what?
Timeshare.
Oh, no. She falls for it, level, line and sinker. Then I forget that I've been joking with her. Then she tells me off, so I don't bother anymore. She gets too serious.
So what?
She ran about Graham. She's seen him loads of times this week.
It's only last Monday. Week. Oh. That talk I had to Johnny's not done that, blind as he could.
Where's your breath?
What's, I don't know about there.
I'm getting old. But then again, Irene and Fred's old and they're not like that. They argue like hell, them two now. Irene and Fred.
Yeah, because she's at home.
No. He's done her, what did she call it? Somewhat like a takeover bid. Now, she's been having an argument with the council, and while she's been arguing, you know, she's got a grievance, while she's been arguing, she takes her anger out on them and tells them what she thinks of them. So, since Fred's been retired, he says, leave it to me. And because he's that soft, nothing's done about it. And then she starts demanding to know what they're going to do. And he keeps saying, they're going to write, they're going to write, they're going to write. She says, no, they're not going to write. I'm going to phone them. No, don't you phone them, I'll phone them. She says, well, phone them now. So he'll phone her and she'll say, and I'm still sat behind him, rabbit, 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 moan, 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 you see. So they says to him, who's that? He says, it's my wife, and she's as mad as hell. And they says, yeah, we can hear her from here. And must have said something about writing, and she's started bawling and shouting, or something about, you've got to write, I want a letter by Friday, you're not messing me about no more, you're not talking to him, you're talking to me. And then she ran upstairs and grabbed the other phone, and Fred had to put the phone down because she wasn't sure. So you see, they were having a difference of opinion over that, and he's saying, you should have left it all to me. And she says, I've done it for the last 50 years, and you know all this.
Yes.
And she says, you're stupid, you don't know how to talk to them. And then they start, you see, Fred won't row. And same as she says, she needs a row to clear the air. So she picks on him, and he just ducks.
Why did I go back at it?
Well, I went in, and I says, where's my coat? And Fred said, see, I told you, you've got to tell her. I took off. I said, where's my coat? She says, I threw it at him.
Why did she throw her own?
That's what I says, that went and all, apparently.
What about his?
That went and all. Because I'd been there that morning.
Oh, well.
And my cup were out, her cup, Ev's cup, and Fred's cup.
So all four went?
And she were washing them or something, and they were annoying her, so she threw them all. And she phoned me up and says, what are you doing? I says, no. She says, good, I'm coming. Every time she gets arsy now, she comes down here.
Oh, well.
I thought she was stabbing me with a screwdriver today.
Which screwdriver?
Yours on the table. Oh, bloody hell. Tormenting. You know how she torments, says, yeah, you can do it, then you can't, then you can, then you can't. Yeah. Well, when she come in, I asked her if we could tape. So she says, yeah, of course you can. Then she decided to be awkward, like she always is, and says, I says, oh, it's still taping, you know. And she said something, I can't remember where it was now, but I was saying, I knew that had happened, 1 minute yes, then no, then I'll think about it. I says, if I didn't start it, when you went out, you'd be saying, you could have done this and that. And so she was chittering, pretending she says I couldn't do it. She said I could, and then she was messing about with it. And then I showed her all forms, all these form things that they got. I was having a read them.
What form things?
These come in this bag. And
I haven't seen them.
Have you seen them? That's why
I don't get shown up like that.
Oh, well,
no. All I do is get a mic shoved under my nose.
It's not under your nose.
No,
and they ask you, don't tell that.
No, it's under my arse and it'll pass.
Anyway, it was what you write down. You're supposed to write who you've been talking to, what the occupation is, how old they are, female, male, regional accent, that's if you were born in London, that's your accent you're using, isn't it?
Okay, the new Geordies.
Aye, all that jazz. And
you couldn't tell whether the Geordie's freaking Irish or Scottish.
Well, if I know who they are, and I don't know where they come from, I'll just put who they are. The day I was talking to them, dash it. Can't fill all answers in, eh? You can only fill them in that I know for a fact. Because sometimes they won't tell you.
Well, I've gone to JJ's Saturday.
Yeah, I should have filled about 10 in.
Ah, a load of garbage.
Yeah.
Well, if you got a cross-section in.
I was telling you about Irene, I was filling this thing in, and I put, right, 64. I was going to put 64, that would it. So, she didn't want 64 pouring down, she wanted 21 plus pouring down. So what I did is I ripped 30 plus 34, adding up to 64, and she jumped up, and she's grabbing things off Taylor, she had all her screwdriver, and I says to Linda, you're going to stab me with screwdriver, and she went, she was looking for a pencil so she could rub it out, well she couldn't, and she found this pencil, and she scribbled 34 out, so it says 30 plus now, even though she's 64.
That's cheeky, sir.
Yeah, that's exactly what she did. I couldn't stop laughing. Linda were going in hysterics.
She have to say.
Not much, just fetched a club money up, had a prat about, on about family and that, different things. Because I thought, oh dear.
Still swelled.
And you love to see, what did you actually do?
I slept on battens. Huh? Got scaffolding up. Which is that big a machine.
Yeah.
And all that frost we've had all last week, mate, never slipped slip once. This morning, a bit of water, now I found it.
Yeah, you would. Straight on your leg again.
Straight on my knee.
Your knee? Mm.
Yeah. So I reported tomorrow. I'm going to report it today, and I'm not talking to the gaffer. I'm sorting his job out. Crafty sods of that off tomorrow.
How come they can take time off yet, you can?
He's been there longer than me.
Oh.
I can, I might have 2 holidays now, 2 days holiday.
Well, I don't get that, mate.
What?
All these 2 days holiday and this,
you
had
get
Christmas.
2 point summit days per month worked.
Oh, so you should have got them for January.
Right.
Yeah.
And I worked 3 months before Christmas, so I got 6 point summer days.
For Christmas.
So then I had all Christmas off.
Oh, yeah, I get it now. I thought you got Christmas off like we got Christmas off.
No, you got to earn them.
I'm on holiday in 3 weeks. This fortnight is Friday.
Yeah, well, we were talking about 2 days holiday, so...
I'm going to check them off on it. That's a fella's knock.
Probably Shane or somebody.
You can tell. Don't look like we're watching car when we're watching this.
What is it?
That's as if they let me. Well, they might want us to watch it now and lend it someone else. Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh, yeah.
So, she says they were getting it, but weren't watching it till 8. And I says, oh, Steve can't watch it today. Can't watch it after you've watched it at 8. I'm getting right older, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say.
But she must have told him.
Why, what are you getting?
What?
What are you going to get a video to lend them out?
Yeah.
I thought they were chuffing hard up.
Yeah,
they've
got £1 each.
They can't be that chuffing hard up then.
She can't be, she had 2 £10 notes in her purse this morning. See, I can tell Knox.
Peter?
Knox, whether it's a fella or a woman. Fellas always do a fancy knock. We just bang on door. Oh, I tell you, it's got a buzz on it, and I couldn't get it off. I think I made it worse. Because I pressed colour by accident. And
oh, you prat.
Well, it's stupid, that telly.
Is it chuff?
It is. It's got that many buttons on it. I can't find which is which. Well, they've only got little tiny bits of writing on.
Is it?
No, I've done it now.
We said it's got a buzz on it.
Well, you can't use that for a buzz. You use that for a buzz, don't you?
Give me that.
For a buzz?
Yes.
Rubbish.
All of them now on.
What on?
All of them.
Could you please take your coat off?
If you turn the sound off, you can hit buzz. But then again, it could be that.
It's video.
No, I just don't on me.
You dozy sod.
I just looked down and seen it then and... Ah, oh, no.
You're getting worse.
I'm I'm going to see now before my time. It's Irene and all them driving me down.
I thought you were gone.
Do you know, 1 minute they're all right, daft as a brush, and next minute they can't get on with half other people.
Oh, why worry, I can't get on with any of them.
You never do.
Why should I?
Because they're women.
They're not my age group.
Linda's your age group.
Oh,
Maggie's your age
oh.
group, Linda. She's younger than me.
Is she?
34, 35.
She don't bloody look it.
Well, she is. She's 34, 35. Maggie's only 42. She's only 3 years old. No, hang on. 6 years older than me. You're two. She's 3.5 years older than you. Her birthday's in September. You'll be near her before.
She's a bloody woman.
She's still your age. It's not fellas, that's different ages.
Yeah, they're all bogies, bogies.
I noticed. Irene's alright.
Irene gets to be a pain in the ass.
She's a good lass, I like her. And you like her.
Nobody's saying that. She gets to be a pain in the ass, though.
Oh, no.
She shoves her nose in when it's not wanted. Unless you don't like it when I snap her.
You want that one, don't you?
What is it, Roaring Thunder?
I don't know.
Well, I don't eat.
Michael Douglas. Shooting people. Black Rain.
White Rain.
It's supposed to be good, tomorrow.
Yeah, look at pleading
yes,
time.
Yes, I know. They're always doing that to your aunt.
Yeah, but if that'd be Johnny, he'd stop up.
Hmm? Then pick up John for it.
Yeah, but he bought a brand new video.
She says he was still up at 4:15 and didn't get up for work until 7 this morning. That's what he said in note anyway, something about he didn't fetch her a cup of tea up this morning because he didn't get up till 7.
Well, that's his chuffing fault.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been at half, well, between 10 and half past.
I know.
Only time I go later is on a weekend when I don't have to go in.
I know you don't. Oh, we're on about that today. I can't remember who I talked to. We're on about Saturdays, having Saturdays to us finally. You know, instead of having to go here, there and everywhere. Not bothered about afternoon, I meant night time.
Yeah.
And she says, yeah, it's about time. I think it was Irene. It's about time. And we're on about it and working it out. That's where I says to her, like on Friday when you come in, by the time we've got you something to eat and a bath and your petrol and everything ready for next week, fill your car up, that we could call in then. But like if we have Saturday night, you can either go to bed, fall asleep on the floor, or do virtually what you want. Because you don't have to go on Sunday if you don't want.
True. The only times I've got to go is Monday to Friday. I've got to go. Well, there was an inquiry today, big ganger.
Why?
Why I weren't there Sunday.
Your day off?
I says, hey. I says, Friday was my day off. He says, you're coming Saturday. I says, so? I want a bit of extra money for a car. This is why we're eating Sunday. I said I didn't want to. I said there'll be a few more, I don't want to either. All right. He says, no it ain't. That's just tough. He says, I'm a granddad. I says, you're lucky as well. He says, what do you mean by that? I said, you're showing your age now, granddad. So that's what we've called him all day.
Granddad.
Granddad.
Do you know, it dawned on me, I went in shop this morning for some stamps and he didn't have any and I was going to go to the garage. You only get four stamps in them books now.
For a quid?
Yeah, 2 1p stamps or something, or 2p stamps or something.
Yeah, you might as well sling them.
And I says, never mind. And he called me into posting his mail. So I just dawned on me, he called me into posting his mail.
Did you charge him?
No.
You ought to charge them a spice or something.
I'm charging my spice when I go in.
Hey, you owe me a penny Spanish.
For going shopping for you. Yeah, he got some letters. Apparently we're going to post office later, put stamps and everything. And he got this letter, and since I'd only got three, he gave me his. Give me 24 pence for a stamp. So I walked to the post office. I thought, well, I don't want no penny off up these stamps.
Well, that's
they're no good, because you leave them laying about and they get lost.
Yes, mine did.
What, your penny and twopenny stamp?
Yeah.
Or your full stamps? I used your stamps up guard.
I know you did.
Stephen left some laying about and I used his and all. And then when you wanted them, I gave you mine. You know?
I suppose I'm going back and get these 20 socks off.
Yeah, I know, the smell. Do you know why the smell?
Why?
It's, you know what heat from fire?
Yeah.
Well, when you first come in, they didn't smell. It's only last 5 minutes.
I've always had sweaty feet since you married me, so don't start.
I'm not starting, I'm just saying that's when they smell most. When you get me at fire.
What's she doing in the shower with a green towel?
She's not going to tell, is she? It's a flannel.
It weren't earlier, a flaming towel. If you stop that, I'm winning back. I've got a grey, right? Good wash. And I know it's too close, but I'm still getting it, right? Good wash.
Rubbish.
I want the Walkman.
I know you want Walkman. Hang me. She would have to.
It's mine.
It's not.
They can give me it.
It's that lady. She gets it back on Friday.
No, she don't. She's not having it back. Not at all, at all, at all.
In bed.
She followed you into the MTA station.
Well, it's
true. Thought they had a bed time.
Yeah,
but
they won't go.
Yeah, but they won't go.
I
used to go about 7, 8 o'clock.
But I just think you're tired.
Yeah, but I'm not tired.
Why don't we go away for the weekend?
We'll
go up the coast.
I wondered.
Just forget the hospital.
You put it on then?
Mark?
Yeah. You've got a video.
I don't want to see it.
No, that's true. You won't see it, have you? Naked gun to an air. it by the time he gets here? A lot. He's gonna what?
She's got that flu bug with me.
Oh,
I've just got rid of it. She's getting rid of it now. She's lost her voice. It's funny as hell.
Has she?
I can't even speak properly. It's funny as hell. We're having to keep her in house, you see. We've been, you know, she's getting rid of it and then it sort of come back at her. She's on antibiotics and all that.
Oh. Bobby ain't got it, has he?
He's getting it.
It's a bad one, I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your mum sounds like a cat horse. She's terrible.
I've just got rid of most of mine. I had beets with powders for head light. I had some bloody cough medicine, extra drowsy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Punished some of that off for cough light, and I had something else. Anything was meant by antibiotics or something. Oh, well and truly drunk. Hey, didn't know where my head was going.
Yeah.
How many you got? Just got one person
I've
coming out.
I've just got one. I'm just waiting for him to come out. Then I'm off in. He does clarinet lessons on Tuesday or something. I don't know what they are.
Clarinets and then musical things, aren't they? Plankton
things. Things, aren't
they? Yeah.
You're late. You can play it.
We're going to ask Shilson then, aren't we?
I think he's got about a year here. They don't leave till the night.
Yeah, I know.
It's where Brina comes, this one, isn't it?
I don't know where she goes. Crow flight sheep it mains only just across backs, you know.
Did you apply for that free coke stuff?
Nobody's been round.
Oh, I just wondered if you had, because you were supposed to be delivering it in January, but no one got it.
Mm. Well, there's always a catch on some of the stuff.
You're supposed to get 2 bags, because I says to you, ma'am, they're them pre-packed things. That's just the whole big ones, they're them pre-packed things that they give you.
Mm.
And supposed to be dropping everybody 2 bags off.
Oh, dying.
No, you're not. You're getting better.
I know.
He got done last week.
Who?
Him.
What for?
Police pulled up here and says to me, whose car's this? I says, it's his. He says, do you know it's not supposed to be there? I says, oh, there's nobody about on dinner time. I says, he could leave it on dinner so long as it weren't in the morning or afternoon.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, you said it were all right. I says, yeah, I said it were all right. I says, because no bother. And then this policeman went to the door, banging hell out of the door. And I thought, well, I've just told him, I said he could park here. Anyway, he come out and he says to him, is this your car? He says, yeah. He says, have you got any insurance? They went in house, come out, and he's saying to him, I've heard that, everybody tells me that. And I thought, what's going on? This other cop car comes up, looking at it, and he'd got, his tax had run out in last November, he'd got 2 bald tyres, there were no MOT, he'd got no lights,
parked on the road.
And it were parked here. I thought, God, I've been looking at that, no end of time, but I've never even noticed myself. Just goes, don't park where you're not supposed to when you're not legal.
Mm.
But they've done him for it, because she come out and says, is he alright? She says, they've thrown a book at him. Come on, where are you?
Probably on school lab. Today.
No, I've just watched him under, haven't I?
On a bike?
No, she was walking.
So say there's a... She's got to pedal down there on a bike with a kid on back.
No, she goes in, she goes that way and she fetches her back this way. Ah. This one's got a, like a ready colour coat on. I've just seen her go in for it. As I walked
in. Ladies.
Yeah, but half of them still the same ones when you were here, aren't they?
Probably.
Owen's still here.
about an hour there. They had two thingy bombs there as well, you know them, oh, what do they call them? Them big chuffing mobile building classrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had two of them. Mr. Barton and, yeah, we were on my team as well now. Mrs. Affleck, I think, or something like that.
Oh, she's not here. She's gone. Never heard of her while I've been here, and I've been here 10 years.
Birkett. I don't think she's here now.
She was. I don't know if she still is.
I wouldn't even recognise if she saw her again.
She were here when Stephen went in the school. But there were three retired just before Christmas. They weren't right up to it. There were three retired. There's three new ones. And there's two new dinner ladies as well because they retired. They should have unlocked it by now. He might have broke down. He's got the telly and video at the same time. Be from the same people, isn't it? Unless he's finished work and sending it back.
That's good.
There's a lot to do with that, don't
there? We had a thing in his pocket light, that's what I'm looking at.
Getting married in April.
Did you tell they were already married?
No, she was telling me they're having a big white wedding, that's why they're waiting.
Cheap and nasty medicine at about 35 pence.
Where'd you get that?
Out bottom. Oh, it's just great. It's cheap and nasty, it tastes rancid, but it did work.
That's Katie,
right? Breen has got flu, that's why she's not out. And Ashley's getting it.
Because
Breen is on antibiotics.
Yeah, you've got him on the CB, or that's what my dad says. And he says she won't be up because you're going to take her to the doctors or something.
Mm. Oh, buggered.
Where's my anniversary card for safety?
I ain't got anything, you know.
You're a tight-fisted sod, Bill, with an anniversary card. You want to make sure I've got that card for Shaz and you for your birthdays and everything. My birthday's coming up soon.
Yeah,
you can get me a card Thursday, don't forget.
business outfit it. Honestly.
Has your
sure.
hit you?
Has your bill seen that video?
What video was that?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wondered. Who took your video back?
Well, my video's out. What video was that like you got?
No, you got 2.5.
Have you seen Upshot?
No.
It is hilarious. I've seen it. The mate's got a pirate. And it's, you know, it weren't a brilliant recording, like, but it's, you know, it's watchable. It's fantastic.
Oh.
Definitely good.
Do
you want a cough? You know that bit in that Top Gun where they hit the air brake sort of thing and the plane goes up like that?
Yeah.
Oh, it just shows, hang on, I'm going to hit the brake, he's got a flipping accelerator pedal, a clutch and a bloody brake pedal and he's banging it like this and his brake's not working. It's funny. There's a bloody tent there as well where the Charlie Sheen is like an Indian and he's in this tent and this bloke comes to the thing about and he presses this bloody doorbell on it. This tent is funny. I think it is funny when you actually watch it.
He's bought some cheap and nasty medicine for about 35 pence and he's just got rid of.
Yeah, he's just been on about.
His dad spent a bloody fortune on all different stuff for me.
Yeah, she just went out yesterday, went to pharmacy, says, right, he's told me what she's got. He says, right, give her some Benylin stuff.
Oh, for free?
No, for she has herself.
Oh, she got it, no.
Oh, yeah, she's getting it. It's all around Donny, man.
Steve's got it. Cold sores and all into his eye and he's got eye patch.
I know, I everybody's dying, aren't they?
I'm not.
I've still got it on it. I've got the immunity system inside me now. I've had it.
I must be good. I've been round your mum every day. But I ain't got it. You know when I'm going to get it? 2 weeks on Friday.
Why, what happens then?
I'm on holiday.
Oh, that'd be alright then. Don't get it before.
Yeah, 2 weeks on Friday. Never fail, I always get a day or two before holiday starts.
What's that mutant like anyway?
It's alright.
I ain't bothered getting any videos recently, so.
What's it
I
like at that
package
shop then?
Package shop.
Greens. Happy now, isn't it?
The package's got
yeah, it now. Yeah, they took it out. This bib, he kept asking him if he was selling it because it were empty on it and he
yeah.
says, no, it's a load of rubbish. Well, he did, he sold it.
To be honest.
Yeah. But at least they put stock in the bloody shops, don't they?
You can get some, can't you?
Yeah.
Not as if you can't.
It's just a loaded. Ooh. Oh,
next. Next door,
Rose. Oh, I'm supposed to get caught February 10th, poll tax.
Oh, I'm not nice paid.
Oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to.
He said something in paper
Donny
the
on
day.
Friday.
They sent 50 odd thousand out. But if people go in and make arrangements,
yeah.
it can stop them going to court, or if they go in and pay it off, they don't go to court.
Yeah. Well, I'm making arrangements to pay mine. When I get paid on Friday, I'm going through, I'm going to pay him £25 and then £15 every fortnight thereafter. It'll take 7 months to pay, but that's all they can get off us. I got a job, you know, I got that security job and everything,
yeah.
The rent went up, right? And by the time I finished that job, I worked for about 2 months, and I was £400 in rent arrears.
Yeah, but you've got all that sorted then.
Oh, yeah. And I owe about £6. Chinese bonded, don't we?
What did he pay him
all? I don't know what. Where I've gone off, Mark just kept. Right, you imagine your shop here, Chinese is part of a shop of three.
Yeah.
Right, then there's a packy shop, and another shop, and around there there's a wall,
yeah.
and cars park in there, you know.
Yeah, anybody that goes
yeah,
to the shop.
Yeah, but it's public.
Yeah.
For the public. Right, Mark, come in, pull this car up. Near the Chinese, but more chinky,
yeah.
more thingy place. Like, we were parked at Chinese, like you know, waiting, because they normally wait to see if there's any things contacting him. And Mark pulled in, went to chat, went to Dick Packer's shop, come out, and started talking to us anyway. Tapped on the window for Tony to come in. He says, "Will you tell your mate to move his car?"
Yeah.
He says, "Pardon?" He says, "Well, it's a public place, he says, isn't this, this area is ours, you know."
Yeah.
That's why he says, "Mark," he says, "come in here a minute. Will you move your car?" And he says, "No, I won't move my car." He says, "This is a public area. My car is parked there. I've been into the shop and I'm talking to my mates."
Yeah.
He says, "You will move your car now," and he says, "This is our property," you know, Chinese.
Yeah.
And he says, "I will not move my car, and I don't get told anything, you know. I'm not doing nothing for you, you don't belong in this country," and all this stuff.
You're all right, you're bloody Chinese, you know.
He says, "You don't belong in this country," he says, "You're a bloody Chinese, get back to bloody your own country, you don't tell me what to do in my own bloody country," and all this stuff.
Oh,
bloody
hell, you don't say
that. And he says, "Right," he says, Tony, he says to Tony, Chinese boy, he says, "Do you want to keep your job?" He says, "Belt off, keep your fucking job." Drove his car off, and they, you know, they've got a car, like, and it's all going through this mechanic who lives in Stafford, who knows a good mate of Tony's, and he's told Tony. Tony told him that, and he says, "Right," he says, "leave the car to me." They haven't paid him for this car yet.
Yeah.
To be done, all the bill. They're trying to haggle with him now. But he doesn't take, he don't mess about him, he'll have the car back.
Imagine if you were alright and not seeing anything of you.
Yeah, I would chippy in a bit, about 1 o'clock.
At least your chips would be fresh then, no?
Where's that?
They're not warmed them up. If I knew you was coming, I would have done that bit of chicken.
Oh, some sausage rolls, eh? I needed some change, so I've got two sausage rolls. I'm going to warm them up on the microwave in a bit. I'm going to have my chips and beans. I'm going to have some fried rice and spoiled chips and beans and scraps. A bit of bread.
Got bread, yeah.
What's the difference between a penis and a works bonus? My wife don't mind blowing the works bonus. I told that the other day.
I like that one.
No,
Steve will like that one. Yeah.
Why do women parachutists wear jock straps? Stop them whistling on the way down. I told that one as well. And why don't blind people parachute? Scares the shit out of guide dogs. I read these in a paper and I thought, hey, these are three good ones here. I remember them.
You get worse.
It's
like our Arthur. He tells that many jokes, I can never remember Arthur. He told me once twice. Still can't remember the bleeder.
Look, Brian, your father,
yesterday,
there he is with the car, drives straight into the garage and the aerial goes, ping! So he's waiting for you to come up and have a look at it.
Snapped it.
Yeah.
Oh, it snapped it. Yeah,
I don't know where that's it snapped.
Well, it's reliable, isn't it?
Probably snapped it. And
if Steve's went to an electric area, he'll be doing the same thing. Never ever put them down. Or is it his CB area?
The CB one. Come says, "I won't just let you have it."
He's forgot it's the.
I had much sleep though, poor sod.
You've got a spare bedroom, you know.
He won't sleep in it, but I won't sleep in it.
No?
Still got everything chucked on it.
No.
It was empty, but it started filling up again.
Yeah. Now I've got our dry over there, come through.
I did it.
Yeah. It's a dry over there, that will sleep in it. Good. But now when it's cold, it can dry now. I just leave it. I leave both doors shut and it gets kitchen warm.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
But you've got to watch the condomine. It won't make no difference to condensation, will it?
I'll be off the window side before it comes out.
Yeah, they're
going to
have to make kitchen warm then.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have one, but it got fed from the unit, so I could plug off. We ended up selling it.
How's your roof for now then?
Working so. It's not picking up to for the moment. Where'd you have?
It's working. You know, it's better than it was.
Yeah, well, next thing is in the world, but...
I'll wait for my gold card to come through and then I can go somewhere on that. That should be here before then, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Posted for it. Got £1,000 worth of reality.
Oh yeah, that thing might come, so I'll keep a check out in case I see it.
Yeah, parcel pulp is coming in. I've got a mini iPhone system.
Yeah, she's winning everything.
You won it?